I had a very good weekend and a very mixed Monday. Let me tell you about them both now that it's Tuesday.
Your Daily Lex.
My trainer had asked me to go get a body scan, an in-body scan. An in-body is a brand. They make a scale that you stand on. It's got some handheld parts on it, too. It sends electrical current through you, and it can measure not just your weight, but also, like, what percentage of your body is lean mass, and what's your bone density and muscle, whatever. And, you know, I use a smart scale at home that doesn't have a handheld part, so it has to do some estimating. And these scales are imperfect, but they're at least indicative. You know, I'm finished with the weight loss phase, and I'm finished with the metabolic reversal phase, and I'm in the build phase, and so trainer Ursula was like, why don't we get a baseline starting point to know where you are? So I went and get this scan. I got a 3-pack of them for $100. So I can get 2 more at some point. That's how it works. And the first of all, when I go into the gym where I'm going to get this test done, it's totally empty. It's unlocked, but it's empty. And I know I'm there first thing in the morning. That's when my appointment time was. And it's just weird because I could have stolen everything in there other than the fact that, you know, much of it was dumbbells and I would have had a hard time taking them all out. But nobody was there. And eventually, an employee came in. I have no idea why it was unlocked, but it was. And the I do the scan, which takes, you know, a couple minutes tops. And I looked at the numbers and thought, huh, okay. And because I'm not at my lightest since I've done this process, because I've been doing the metabolic reversal and slowly packing on some weight, which is by design. And so I sent a screenshot of the results to the trainer, and he's like, holy crap. He actually swore. Although you could add or subtract 3% for some of these answers, it said that I was 10.8% body fat. So even if that meant that I was 14% body fat, that's still mind blowing. I remember early on, one of my local buddies, when I was starting working with Ursula, was like, hey, what's your body fat to be? And I asked Ursula, and he's like, 14%. So I tell my buddy Craig, 14%. And Craig's like, that doesn't seem possible. And now, according to this test, I'm at 10.8%. Even if you add 3 to it, I'm still under 14%. That's how math works. So Ursula's point was basically, hey, we really don't have to do a build. Like, you already have the muscle density that we want. You're already really lean. Like, we can do a mini build at most. And, like, this could just be your walking around weight. And I'm like, well, I've put on some pounds since we did this. I don't know if I want to be carrying 188. I think I'd like to be closer to, you know, 183, 185. And Ursula's advocating that 190 is where I should go. But we'll see. I think I'm going to aim for 185. But, yeah, so that was exciting. And it put me in a good mood because I didn't know the numbers were going to be that good. And they were. So yesterday I did the first of 3 trainings I'll be doing on consecutive Mondays, to become a hospice volunteer. And, you may be wondering, as were they, there were 8 people in this training. And the first thing we did was we met the person next to us and then we introduced that person to the group. Okay. And one of the questions they want to know was, what made you want to be a hospice volunteer? And everybody else in the room, well, there were 2, college rising sophomores who were both pre-med, and they were saying they wanted to understand the hospice side of things as part of their pre-med training. Makes sense. 5 other people all had gone through family members dying and going through hospice and wanted to pay forward the goodness or helpfulness they found from the hospice volunteers who had worked with them. And then there was me. And I gave the honest answer to my interviewer, who then told it to the group, saying, I woke up one day and said, you know, I think I should be a hospice volunteer. I have no idea why this thought happened, but I woke up with the thought, and it was the loudest thought, and it wouldn't go away, so I signed up. You know, we had to tell various things about ourselves, which I did. And when Joyce, I introduced Joyce, who has 5 adult children, the youngest of whom is a couple years older than me, so that gives you a sense of how old Joyce is. And she has a late husband whom she misses, and, you know, I shared various facts about her. So then she's sharing various facts about me, including the fact that I do some acting in community theater, and she's like, and blah, 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 and also Lex is very handsome. And I'm like, whoa, I just want to be clear, I didn't say that. And she's like, Joyce, again, this lovely older woman says, well, he didn't say that, but I think it speaks for itself. So there you go. I'm very handsome, according to Joyce, who is roughly 1,000 years old. But so it was, you know, obviously there are some sadder aspects to hospice. Like, it exists because people are dying, but death is a part of life, as they said 800 times. The frustrating part of the training was that it was, let me do some math in my head, 5 hours long, and it was probably about 30 minutes of content. If I wanted to be really generous, maybe 45 minutes of content stretched over 5 hours. And that is really boring. It was very hard for me to take in information that slowly. They had three guests come and talk to us as well, a nurse, a music therapist, and a social worker. And the nurse was actually on video recorded 3 years ago because clearly that nurse realized that this training was a waste of her time. But I was so wishing we could play the nurse's video back at 1.5x or 1.75x because she was talking slowly. And listen, I fully respect the need to be trained before one can go be a hospice volunteer. But man, it could have been an email. I get that not everybody's going to read or pay attention. They have a process and I will respect that process, but it was long and boring. Then I also had rehearsal last night and that was not long and boring. It was long and it went late. It was scheduled to go late and it did. But we haven't run the show in several days and the show is 10 days away and I would really like to run the show a lot before then. And we'll run it some, but I don't think we're going to run it tonight because we still are doing various cleaning up of things. Often you feel a little bit behind the show. Sometimes you don't. When I did Same Time Next Year, I did not feel behind. We started running the show and running the show and running the show, and that was great. I love running it. Some directors get nervous. Some actors get nervous. If you run the show too much, it gets like old. Not me. I like to know it like the back of my hand. I like doing it over and over and over again and being ready, and we have not done that. So hopefully if we don't run it tonight, we can run it tomorrow. But there's all these things that have to happen in, you know, these tech weeks of the sound crew and the lighting crew and everything else. So it's not all about the actors, but the actors haven't done enough work yet. We need to do more. So here's hoping. Anyway, that's me. Hope you're having a wonderful June 2nd. Goodbye.
Thanks.